Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is 6:42. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get more value in the valley. And it's hot outside, but you can freeze your car payment until the end of the summer by refinancing your car loan. For details, visit pvcu.org. And Dina's here with the latest gossip. What's going on, Dina?
All right, your real estate report from the rich. We'll start off with that.
Okay. So it's a good start.
But Lori Loughlin and her husband have sold their enormous Bel Air home to Tinder co-founder Justin Mateen for over $18 million, according to TMZ.
Wow.
Sounds like a lot, but it's almost $10 million under their most recent asking price of $28 million. And it was originally listed for $35 million. So they took a big hit. Don't you think it's easier to work out the deal now than it would be from behind bars?
I guess so. You get one call. It's not to your lawyer, it's to your realtor. Yeah.
Exactly.
I got it.
Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez selling their home in Malibu for about $8 million just 1 year after buying it. But Jen called it a fixer-upper next to the water, so she recruited Joanna Gaines from HGTV's fixer-upper to do all the work. They really do a nice job. So doesn't look like much based on the pictures on TMZ, but it does come with giant closets, so I'll take a look. Alex had originally given Jen the home as a gift, so it's kind of like, how does he feel about her selling the gift? I don't know.
If you got the size of a closet that was like my bedroom, Dina, you would find shoes to fill it.
I mean?
Like, you wouldn't just be, wouldn't be empty.
Find shoes. I think I have shoes. I just, that they need a home right now. That's the problem.
Are you offering her?
OK Magazine heard from many former Playboy bunnies about what it was like to live with the late Playboy founder Hugh Hefner, and none of them painted the experience in a good light. So you have Holly Madison, Kendra Wilkinson, you know, they run that show Girls Next Door with him. They talked about, you know, how awful it really was. There's some other Playboy bunnies that talked about how terrible it was that they had to ask for their allowance and they hated that process. Some of them said they didn't realize that there was intimacy involved with Hugh. They complained about their bedrooms. Here's the thing. You're all grown women.
Yeah.
You're all grown women. You made your own choices to stay for those benefits, whether it was money or fame or connections or whatever else they craved. And every girl should have known that, you know, you go in a gold digger, you got to do a little dirty work.
And there had to be
his own wife complained.
And there had to be a contract, at least an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, right? So they probably knew.
Now they're all talking about it.
Now that he's gone, yeah, they're free to speak. But
yeah. But even for his wife to say that, you know, I wasn't turned on by Hef. Well, you were 26, he was 86. What were you in it for? Just curious.
I don't know. That robe of his was pretty nice.
Well, I have tons of saucy details, and you can read them at dinasdirt.com.
Okay.
Tamar Braxton's upcoming reality show premiere is being pushed back after her attempted suicide. The network has decided they're moving it from July 30th to September 10th because of her current health situation as she's trying to get better. But they said, we know she needs support this time. So we're going to try to help her get through this, which is kind of ironic because Tamar had implied that the stress from the show over disagreeing with the network played a part in her attempt. So it looks like maybe they're trying to make amends now. Read more with TMZ.com. And we told you Martha Stewart posted her first thirst trap picture at the age of 78. In case you are wondering, it worked. Yeah, she said she got 14 proposals, though she says, I don't know what for.
I think it was for the pool behind her. What a gorgeous pool that was.
Oh, yeah. beautiful.
Can you just sell those?
Yeah.
Or maybe to rent it. Rent it.
That's a gorgeous looking pool. It sparkled, didn't it?
And she looked good, too.
She did look good.
And she sparkled.
Yeah.
And that's your dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
94.7 WMAS with the Kellogg crew. It is 7:41. Time now for another edition of Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get more value in the valley and refinance your car. You won't have to make any car payments until the end of summer. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. Okay, Dina, so what's going on in Hollywood? Do tell us.
All right, everybody in the car, we're going to the drive-in. Well, I'm not talking about that awesome movie that the Springfield Boys and Girls Club is doing tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. You should definitely do that, though. But America's Got Talent is back next week, and the judges are going to see contestants from an all-new drive-in movie theater set, according to Full Feed.
So will they actually be in their cars?
I don't know.
That would be kind of cool.
Maybe the contestants will be the ones driving through. I'm not sure, but...
meep, meep, I got a quick song.
Perform on your hood.
That's funny. You got 5 seconds to sing. Go on by.
They said... They kind of talked about it, but they didn't say much. Like, you know, I guess Howie said they created a way to have a season 16. This is the way they do it. The production of The Axe is much more than it would have been had it been on a dark stage somewhere. And Heidi said it's the best solution. We could continue on. And it's still amazing. She says, I think the people at home will enjoy it. And I hope so, because watching the season progress through COVID has been interesting. You know, first it was Heidi wasn't there because she was sick. Then it was the audience wasn't there. Then it was now we're just having people submit videos and we're watching them on Zoom.
I mean, Howie Mandel has been such a germaphobe for so long. I mean, he probably wants nothing to do with it right now.
Yeah, this is tough.
He did all right getting through it, though. I applaud him for it, you know, overcoming his fears like that.
Wow, that's a biggie.
Yeah, so I'll let you know. I watched the show, so I'll let you know how it looks with the new format next week.
Cool.
Star Trek Discovery actress Sonequa Martin-Green gave birth to her second child on July 19th, according to Ace Showbiz. Now, you know her from The Walking Dead, too. She was Sasha.
Yeah.
And she and her co-star from The Walking Dead, Kenrick Green, they welcomed a daughter with a water birth at home.
Hey, didn't we met her a few years ago at Comic-Con. Yes. I think she was pregnant as well, right?
Right, with her son, Kenrick.
Yes.
That's right.
She was like one of the sweetest people you ever meet. Loved her.
She was so nice. Yeah. And I have to say, I really love her daughter's name, the name they came up with.
Mm-hmm.
It's Saraya Shante Green.
Very pretty.
Cool. Sounds fancy.
Beautiful.
I like it. And that's, of course, Sonequa's middle name is Shante. So she gave her baby her middle name, and she's got the same initials as Mama. So that's kind of cool.
Very happy.
30 Rock actor Morgan and, I'm sorry, Tracy Morgan. 30 actor Tracy Morgan and his wife Megan Wolliver are getting a divorce. That's kind of sad.
Boy, that was kind of
sudden.
They
were together for a while. Yeah, 5 years together, and, you know, they got married after his accident. You know, he was in that car accident that almost took his life.
Yeah.
And so, you know, after 5 years, it's done for them. So hopefully they do it amicably. They do share some kids. So got your Real Housewives roundup for you. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Brandi Glanville. She's adamant that she and her co-star Denise Richards had that affair, and she showed a Twitter exchange between her and Denise, which she says proves there was something going on. But to me, it kind of reads otherwise. It reads there was nothing going on.
Oh.
It talks about Brandi staying at Denise's hotel room, and Denise texts back that she's going to have the hotel send up an extra bed instead of Brandi sleeping on the couch. So how does that prove something was going on? It proves nothing, actually.
There's another place to sleep, but that's what you're saying, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's like, well, let's order a cot for you. Oh, that's love.
Unless it's really wild and they're putting them all together. Who knows?
Let's see. We got Real Housewives Orange County star Shannon Beeter. She's got COVID-19 and her whole family has it too. She's hoping she gets through it okay because she's had lung damage in the past. Real Housewives Orange County star Megan King and her ex-husband Jim Edmonds hitting back at her new boyfriend saying, stop talking about me. And Real Housewives of New Jersey back to season 11. And Teresa Giudice is going to be the main focus of the show again. We don't know how the other housewives are going to feel about that. But, you know, live saucier lives and maybe you'll be the main focus next time.
I'm trying.
Right?
Yeah. He's always walking past the windows of their houses. I mean, right? Well, but you're trying to get in the shot somehow, dramatically.
I'm covering myself in tomato sauce. I want to be as saucy as possible.
And that's your dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff coming in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
It is 8:39, just seconds away now from Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. There's more value in the valley, and if you want to freeze your car payment until the end of summer by refinancing your car loan, you can do that. Contact them at pvcu.org. All right, so what's up in dirt, Dina?
Okay, well, oh, this is just the greatest. Mara Soriano has been reunited with the teddy bear, which contained the voice of her late mother who died from cancer last year.
This is a great update, yeah.
Yes, and of course, she's so grateful to everyone who helped put the word out there, and even Ryan Reynolds, who offered $5,000 for the return of the bear. So we don't know if whoever found it got the $5,000, but he did post a photo of her hugging the bear, saying thank you to everyone who searched high and low.
Wow.
To the person who took the bear, thanks for keeping it safe.
And it was stolen with a whole bunch of other stuff. So somebody either sold it to somebody else or gave it back up.
That's the thing. No word on if she got the other stuff back, like her passport, her iPad, her Nintendo Switch. Mm. But the smile on her face was enough to tell us it was really the bear that was what mattered.
I love happy updates.
Yeah, and she even threw a shout out to Ryan saying, break out the aviation gin. Mama Bear is home.
Aww.
You know, Aviation Gin is his brand, so nice of her to give him a little plug. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's troubles seem new to us, mostly happening over the last few weeks since his public outbursts, but Ace Showbiz reports they've been having trouble for a lot longer, and that they've been living separately for the last year, in fact. And that's Wyoming is where Kanye's been living for the last year. When they're together, things are okay, but, you know, they just needed some time apart from each other to sort of look at the bigger picture. And now a source says that Kim does go to see him once every 5 weeks. She brings the kids too, but her latest visit to Wyoming didn't last long. She's already back home.
I was wondering, did he go to Wyoming? Because he would never step into that state because it's Wyoming.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm safe over here. She would never come into Wyoming. She would think it's not cool enough or something. Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing. It's funny you say that. Yes. Yes. Who knows?
Not hip enough.
An appeals court has ruled Ashley Judd can sue Harvey Weinstein over an alleged incident in the 90s. Her claim was originally tossed by the lower court on the grounds that Ashley wasn't Harvey's employee at the time of their meeting gone wrong in the 90s. But now a judge has decided that Harvey did, in fact, hold power over Ashley's career when he invited her to his hotel room. So now the court has given Ashley permission to go forward with her retaliation and defamation claims. The harassment claims have been tossed, but it's still, at least she gets to go forward with a couple of them. We'll see how it plays out. All we know is that the ruling's in Ashley's favor, and that's all that matters right now. And Underworld actress Kate Beckinsale, she had quite the day. She discovered someone anonymously left a bunny named Marvel, by the way, on her doorstep in Los Angeles, and there were flowers left with the bunny.
Did it have a name tag? It must have had
it did.
With Marvel, yeah.
Yeah, you can actually check out the video at delisted.com, though. She did ask her fans not to get any ideas. She doesn't want people sending all these animals to her. But the rabbit was alive, not served up in a fatal attraction kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird to get that.
It was so weird. She has no idea who sent it to her. Honestly, though, I watched the video and I totally forgot to look at the rabbit because all I could focus on was how Kate is dressed for the quarantine life. Okay, my quarantine wardrobe, my wardrobe, I like to call it, is the same icky brown bleach-stained house dress, or sack, I should say.
Yeah.
Kate's walking around in her kitchen. She's like the goth version of Vivian from Pretty Woman. She's got thigh-high black boot heels, fitted black shorts, a tight black tube top. Like, what is going on? All I know is I guess I need to up my wardrobe game.
I think so.
Remember, I
mean, we've been saying that for weeks.
Hey, that's why I keep my video up for you guys.
Yeah. I picked something up at your house the other day. I'm not going to get descriptive, but yeah. She probably looked a little
thanks.
Bit well-dressed.
Thank you. I'll try. I'll try better, guys, okay? I'll use Kate Beckinsale as my inspiration.
She'd be like Mrs. Kravitz. You remember that girl? Always came out with rollers in her hair. Bewitched.
Oh, rollers. I have some somewhere.
Okay, good.
That's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.